Shere Araz, Tshuva of the Week, Sfarik Tshuva of the Week. Here's an interesting question that that have been asked a lot this week, and that is the question of if a woman has or anybody has to eat on Tisha B'Av, typically it's going to be a woman that's going to be eating on Tisha B'Av because she is going to be, she's pregnant, and is she allowed in that case does she have to eat the small amounts like on Yom Kippur? In other words, on Yom Kippur, woman's pregnant and she has to eat. Most likely, she's going to be able to get away with having small amounts every few minutes. Do you have to do that on Tisha B'Av as well? So that's a machloket between Aruch HaShulchan Mishnah Brura, and I'd like to discuss the basis for both. Let's first explain why this is done in the first place on Kippur. The reason why it's done on Kippur is as follows. Really, it's asur midoraita on Kippur to eat even a little bit, even just a sip of orange juice on Kippur is asur midoraita. Chatzishur asur min haTorah. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. But so what's the difference? Why should I have small amounts? No difference between small amounts and big amounts. But the only thing is, the small amount is less than the shiur, less than the amount for which one would get the punishment of karet. So we want to avoid yisur karet. Therefore, the Gemara says that for a sick person, if possible, the doctor says, okay, you restrict to having small amounts in every small periods of time to avoid the punishment of karet. So the question is, do you apply this also to Tisha B'Av? The Mishnah Berurah believes you should. Why? What's the reason for it? Because the Gemara in two places compares Tisha B'Av to Kippur. The Gemara in Pesachim Nundal Mebet says that it's asur to put your finger into water on Tisha B'Av, just like it's asur on Kippur. So the Gemara compares Yom Kippur with Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara in Ta'anit, Laman Amud Bet, says if someone eats on Tisha B'Av, is eating on Kippur, the comparison is made. Tosafot say, just like this Tosefet, Yom Kippur, so it's supposed to add on to Kippur, so too there's a mitzvah to add on to Tisha B'Av. Now, so we see where the comparison is made. So therefore, the dinin that apply to Kippur apply to Tisha B'Av l'chora. So therefore, the rule of shiurim implies on Kippur should apply to Tisha B'Av. That's the logic for the bi'ur halacha. Now, what about the Aruch HaShulchan? What does he believe? He said, no, the whole reasoning for shiurim is irrelevant to Tisha B'Av. The whole reason for the shiurim is to avoid the punishment of karet. There's no punishment for karet for Tisha B'Av. It's a din d'rabanan. Yeah, it appears in the Navi Zechariah. It's called Tzom HaChamishi, the Tzom of the fifth month. It's 5 months since Nisan. Okay, we get that. But still, it's din d'rabanan. It's no punishment for karet eating on Tisha B'Av. It's a very serious ta'anit. It's compared to Kippur, but it's not mamash. It's not actually like Kippur, and there's no onish karet. And therefore, the rule of shiurim is totally irrelevant to Kippur. So who do we follow? We understand the logic for both the Aruch HaShulchan and for the Mishnah Berurah. So, but who do we follow? We follow the Mishnah Berurah or the Aruch HaShulchan. So both Chacham Vadya, Yachut Yosef, and Chacham Yitzchak, as well as Rav Moshe Feinstein, they both fail that we follow the Aruch HaShulchan, that the rule of shiurim does not apply on Tisha B'Av. So, Tisha B'Av. So if a pregnant woman or anybody else who is sick and needs to eat on Kippur, I don't tell them to eat the shiurim, that's limited to Kippur, and not on Tisha B'Av, and they could eat, but of course, only what's absolutely necessary. They're not going to have chocolate or an ice cream, they're going to only have what's absolutely necessary to eat on Tisha B'Av, and they'll keep in mind the avelut of Tisha B'Av, the avelut for the Korban. Wishing everybody a good week. We should see the Nachama of Tzion and Yerushalayim, and we should have all brachot. Shavua Tov and Vorach with Briyot.